In today's gospel today, Jesus tells us about this landowner, and he compares the kingdom of heaven to this man who keeps going out and keeps going out and keeps going out after laborers. And even in the last hour, 5 o'clock, for the labor ended at 6, even in that last hour, he still drew people in. This is a sign of God's loving initiative for us. God continually seeks us out. I know some people have talked to me about how they feel like, well, you know, I'm so old I can't change, whether they be in their 50s, and I'm saying, seriously? Or whether they be in their 80s or 90s. Oh, I can't change. Oh, come on. Get with the program. You have a beating heart, you're breathing in and out, there's always room for change. There's always time. Because God is always seeking after us, no matter how old or young we are. God is always seeking after us. And we hear about this landowner. 5 times he goes out. He goes out into the marketplace and he looks around and says, oh, you guys, come with me. Oh, you guys, come with me. Come work in my fields. Come to the bank. Well, not so much the banquet as the work. He calls them and he calls us. He keeps reaching out after us over and over and over again. And as many times as he is rebuffed, as many times as we say no, he continues to seek us. He continues to reach out after us. It's because he's in love. He's a lover who wants his love to be returned. He is so deeply head over heels in love with us. And the thing he wants more than anything else is an intimate relationship with each one of us. Our God calls us by name. He wants not everyone. He wants each one. And so he makes himself accessible. Makes himself non-threatening, makes himself small. He gives us himself in the Eucharist. He makes himself so weak, we can have authority over him, that we can choose to take him, to receive him or not. He is so in love with us. Do we recognize this call to intimate union with Almighty God? He is so longing to draw close to us. He wants nothing more than our love for him. And yet, in his smallness, in him making himself weak, he also allows himself to be hurt. Today, at least, the plan is that in Oklahoma City, the Satanists are going to be having a black mass. In order to do that, they have to steal the Eucharist and then to perform gross and satanic rites with this most precious gift of ours, the Eucharist, Jesus himself. It is an affront to our Lord. It is an affront to our faith. But the people it hurts most of all are the people who are doing it, for they are the ones that are broken the most in their sin. And even with them, as they sin as horribly as they do in having this sacrilege, Almighty God still calls them. And if they but turn, he will embrace them. He will call them to his heart. He longs for them as much as he longs for you and for me. I implore you today to spend some time in prayer for conversion for these people who are doing this horrid and black and satanic thing. For their conversion, that they may see Almighty God's love and how much he wants them. But this also leads us to think about okay, how much do we just take our Lord in the Eucharist for granted? Do we recognize this great gift of His love where He pours out His very heart and wants to unite Himself to each of us? Do we recognize this love that He has, this gift that He gives? So often, our coming to the Eucharist is just a ritual or rote or the thing we do. Sometimes we even are sacrilegious as we receive our Lord in a state of mortal sin. And God is saying to us, come back to me. Don't do this just because you do it. Recognize my love. Recognize how I am pouring out myself for you. Console my heart as you receive me. So, my sisters and brothers, let us praise Almighty God who continues to reach out after us, whose love continues to seek after us. And may we seek the Lord while He may be found. May we call on Him while He is near. May we reach out with all of our love, that as we receive our Lord in the Eucharist today, that we may be united with Him, that we may recognize this intimate communion of life and love that He desires to have with you and with me.